The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
Welcome to Healthy Living. I'm Ira Melman in Washington. Studies show when people pet an animal, their blood pressure goes down along with stress and anxiety. That's why there's so many therapy dogs in schools, counseling centers, even in hospitals. VOA's Carol Pearson reports on two hospitals who use therapy dogs to help patients during their hospital stays.
Taz wags his tail when he greets patients at the University of Missouri Hospital.
He gets a lot of attention, and he loves the attention.
Taz is trained to provide comfort and emotional support to the patients he visits. And while no one wants to be in a hospital, Kevin Gwynn's job is to make sure a stay at the University of Missouri Hospital is a positive one.
I think sometimes patients feel isolated. They get out here, it's lonely, it's boring. And the dogs are something to look forward to. And when they visit, the whole unit comes alive.
14-year-old Peyton Waldron loved having Taz visit him.
I was really excited because I haven't seen a dog in a really long time. It made me happy. I didn't think about my pain. I didn't think about what else was going to happen.
Therapy dogs are even in the intensive care unit at Johns Hopkins Hospital. They visit patients who are well enough to interact with the dogs.
Good girl.
Marlena Casey is the two-legged partner of a therapy dog team that includes Molly, a black Labrador retriever. Casey says the training is rigorous.
We went through training for about 3 years, both in classes and then alone by myself, and she passed her test in April.
But actual research on how these dogs impact patients doesn't exist. Megan Hosey, a psychologist, has initiated a study to see if these dogs improve patients' well-being.
Our review of previous literature found that patients who are in settings like hospitals, nursing homes, and psychiatric facilities have benefits from working with therapy animals that include improved mood, reductions in pain, improvements in heart rate and heart rate variability, and just general better engagement with their medical care.
Yet there's no hard data to prove any of this. One of the things Hosey wants to examine is if patients are more motivated to follow doctor's orders after visits by a therapy dog. Another area is to see if patients visited by these dogs have improved moods, which could also affect their medical outcomes. Carol Pearson, VOA News, Washington.
We appreciate you spending time with us for Healthy Living. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That was a program from The Voice of America.